Today's daf is Brachis Daf Lamed, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, Rabbi Yeshua Oimer. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, who is having a procedure done this morning. May today's daf and today's learning be a schus, that everything go smoothly, and may we hear besuras toivus bekarev. So in the Mishnah, we had a machloikis, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, as to what the standard Shmoyna Esrei should look like. Rabbi Gamliel said, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, mispalel adam, Shmoyna Esrei, person supposed to daven, 18 brachas, like we do. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, may ain Shmoyna Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua said, no, you're not supposed to daven a full Shmoyna Esrei, but rather may ain Shmoyna Esrei. What exactly was may ain Shmoyna Esrei? So it was machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva said, im shkura tfilasoi befiv, mispalel Shmoyna Esrei, ve'im lav, may ain Shmoyna Esrei. Rabbi Akiva said, it depends on the person. If the person is someone that's shkurut philosophy, it's very easy for him to daven, then you should daven the full Shmoyna Esrei brachas. If not, then you should daven like Rabbi Yeshua said, may ain't Shmoyna Esrei. Then the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, again Rabbi Yeshua, ha'hilich b'makom sakono, if somebody's traveling at a dangerous place and it's going to be too dangerous to stop and daven a proper Shmoyna Esrei, even Rabbi Yeshua's abbreviated Shmoyna Esrei, so what should he do? Mispalel Tefila Ketzare. He should daven an even shorter Shmoyna Esrei, meaning not the Me'ein Shmoyna Esrei, something even shorter. What should he say? Hoysha Hashem es amcha, es she'eris Yisrael, b'chol parashas ha'ibur yirut tzarchem lefanecha, baruch ato Hashem, shoymeya tefila, says the Gemara. My parashas ha'ibur, what exactly does it mean when we say in that tefila, hoysha Hashem es amcha, es she'eris Yisrael, so that we understand, Hashem, save, protect Kla Yisrael, b'chol parashas ha'ibur, in every parashas ha'ibur yirut tzarchem lefanecha. Amr Rav Chizam Arar Uk, what it means is we're telling Hashem that even if you're so angry at Klal Yisrael, Evra means angry. How angry? Your anger is filled like the womb of a mother is filled when she's pregnant. Ki'isha ubra. You kol tzarchem lefanecha, still you should look out for Klal Yisrael. In other words, Rav Chizda said, Parashas ha'ibur, the word ibur is a pun. It's tarte b'mashma. It actually means two things. It's ibur miloshen evra, it's ibur miloshen ubra. So even if there's so much anger, like that of an mu'uberes, still you kol tzarchem lefanecha. Ikadarmi, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Maruk, for a different shot. Afilu b'shashem oivrim al devrei Torah. Ibur is miloshen oivrim al devrei Torah. Even when they're violating things in the Torah, still you kol tzarchem lefanecha. Tanu Rabbanim, halich b'makim gdudei chayiv listim. If somebody is traveling in a place that's dangerous, there's chayos, there are bad people, there are mispalot tefila ketzara, like the Mishnah said, vezoi tefila ketzara, what's a tefila ketzara? So Rabbi Eliezer says, "Asei ritzoncha v'ashamayim imal." This is the tefillah. We tell Hashem, Hashem, do what you want to do. V'ashamayim imal. V'sei nachas ruach li reyecha mitachas. V'hatoiv beinecha asei baruch ato Hashem. Shoimeya tefillah. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua says, "Shema shavas amchi Yisrael." V'asei mehera bakashosam baruch ato Hashem. Shoimeya tefillah. Notice Rabbi Yeshua's nusach in the Braisa is a little different than Rabbi Yeshua's nusach in the Mishnah. Lots of Rabbi Tzadik Goyim. Shema tzakas amchi Yisrael. V'asei mehera bakashosam baruch ato Hashem. Shoimeya tefillah. Achirim oimrim. Achirim say, this may sound familiar. Tzorchei am Yisrael merubim v'daitam ketzara. The tefillah is we turn to Hashem and we say merubim tzarchei amcha. Klal Yisrael needs so much v'daitam ketzara. They don't know how to daven properly. It's very difficult for us to be mefaret and to start singling out everything we need. Yiratzim ulfanecha Hashem likenu. Shetitein l'chol echad ve'echad ketei parnasasa. Hashem, give everybody what he needs. Parnasa ulechol gvio gvio de machsoira. Everything should have what they're lacking. Baruch ato Hashem shemeya tefillah. Amar Rav Huna. So we had a few different neschayes of what this tefillah ketzara should be like. What's the halacha? Halacha kacher. Omale Elio, the Rav Yehuda Achud, Rav Salah Chasido. So Elio Anavi met Rav Yehuda, who was the brother of Rav Salah Chasido, and he told him as follows: three things. Number one, loy tirsach v'loy sech. Don't get angry. If you don't get angry, you won't do averus. This is the theme of Igeres Ramban. So don't get angry. good advice. Loi tirve, v'loi techete. Don't get drunk. Don't become inebriated. And again, v'loi sechete, you won't do averes. When somebody's angry, he can't think clearly. When somebody is under the influence, he can't think clearly. Bekisai, bekasai, ubekaisai. So he told him, good advice, stay away from anger, stay away from drinking, v'loi sechete. And finally, ukushata yoitzi laderech, when you're going away, you're traveling, he malech bekoinech. Look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the Yomid. Taurishos. Go to your creator and ask him permission before you leave. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? What does that mean? You should go to the Eibishter and ask him permission. It's referring to Tfilas HaDerech. Before somebody travels, he's supposed to say Tfilas HaDerech. My Tfilas HaDerech, Yirotzim Milfanech HaShem Elikaishu Teglicheinu L'Shalim V'Satzidein L'Shalim V'Sismecheinu L'Shalim V'Satzileini Kaf Kol Oye V'Oyrev BaDerech V'Sishlach Brocha B'Masse Yodai V'Tzitneini L'Cheinu L'Chesedu L'Rachim B'Ein Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Atfil. Amr Abaya said, no, I want to tweak the nusach a little bit. Something very interesting, something that we do. La'olam l'shatev inish nafshei b'hadit tzibura. Even though this person right now that's saying Tfilas HaDerech, it's for his own personal voyage that he's embarking upon. But at the same time, he shouldn't daven b'loshen yachid. Don't just daven for yourself, but rather daven for the tzibur as well. What's the point in davening for the tzibur? Says Rashi, "Shemitoich kach tfilasay neshmas." If you daven only for yourself, so that's a tfilas yachid. Tfilas yachid is not as chashuv as a tfilas rabbim. If you daven for Klal Yisrael, for all the people that are traveling right now, you're not the only person on the road. There's traffic. There's a lot of people traveling. If you have everybody in mind, then it comes out, there's an element of tefillah sibur. Usually you think of tefillah sibur when you're davening with a minyan. But there's a concept that even though you're davening be a chidus, but if you have in mind the tzibur, that tefillah has a better chance of being answered. It's a heichan neima. So what's a bayis nusach? It's the same tefillah, but yihiratzam lufanecha Hashem aleikenu shetoylicheinu l'shalom. It's not shetoylicheini. That's in the singular, but rather it's shatoy licheinu, it's in the plural. Emas matzli, when are you supposed to say tefillas haderech? Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chizda, misha shehu mahalech baderech. It's when you leave, meaning when you embark on your trip, that's when you should say tefillas haderech. Ad kavma, meaning let's say you didn't say it right away, and you're traveling already. You left 15 minutes ago. Could you still say tefillas haderech? Like, what are the parameters? As the Gemara, Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chizda, ad parsa. So up until a parsa, that amount of time, you could still say tefillas haderech. Once a parsa passes, at that point you can't say tefillas haderech anymore. Vehechi matzli la. How should you say it? Meaning you're traveling. So are you allowed to say Tfilas HaDerech while you're traveling, or do you have to stop? Says the Gemara was a machlokes amiram. Rav Chizda, mamu umad. You're supposed to stop. Rav Sheshes, amar afilu mahalich. According to Rav Chizda, you pull over to the side of the road, you say Tfilas HaDerech. Rav Sheshes says, no, afilu mahalich, even while you're driving. Rav Chizda, Rav Sheshes, have a gazli burcha. So the Gemara tells a maise shoye kachoye. Rav Chizda and Rav Sheshes, they're the two amiram that opined on this halacha. How exactly are you supposed to say Tfilas HaDerech? They're the ones traveling together. Come Rav Chizda, come Hatzle. While they were traveling, Rav Chizda stopped. He stopped to say Tfilas HaDerech. He holds Tfilas HaDerech, he's supposed to say Mu'umad. Amalei Rav Sheshes to Lushamai. So Rav Sheshes turned to his gabai and he said, Ma kovet Rav Chizda. Why Rav Chizda stop? What's he doing? Says Rashi, Rav Sheshes ma'orei na'im hava. He was a Sagi Nar, so he didn't know what Rav Chizda was doing. So he asked his gabai, what's Rav Chizda doing? Amalei, so he told him, Koyu Matzli. He's davening, Amalei. So he told him, if that's the case, Ukmanami lididi vatsle, I want to stop also. I also want to daven. Why? Mihois toiv altikareira. Meaning, even though Rav Sheisha said, I hold that you could say Tfilas HaDerech while you're traveling, that just means you don't have to stop. But if it's equally as convenient for you to stop as it is to not stop, then you might as well stop. So Rav Sheisha said, I'm traveling with Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda stopped to say Tfilas HaDerech. Now he's doing it because he holds the halacha. That's something you have to do. I grab the hold the halacha. It's not something you have to do. But if my traveling partner stopped, I might as well stop also. And that's what Rav Sheshes did. So one interesting thing that you see in this Gemara, and that is Tfilas HaDerech, what is it? What is it at its core? It's a tefillah, obviously. Tfilas HaDerech. But the idea is like Eliyahu HaNavi told Rav Yehuda, who was the brother of Rav Saleh Hasida, Ukeshat Yoytzei LaDerech, He molech bekoinech, fitzeh. Ask rishus from the Eibishter. To rishus, says Rashi. The yisoid of Tfilas HaDerech is you're asking the Eibishter, you're like yizeginzich of him. You're asking your permission. Is it okay? Like people do that with rebbes. Is it okay that I leave? Toil rishus, that's the concept. That's what Tfilas HaDerech is. That's why you can't say Tfilas HaDerech. So once you're traveling for a while, the Gemara says ad parsa. Why ad parsa? Because you can't ask rishus when you're already on your way home. So the idea is that when you leave, there's a concept of Torah Rishos. Up until a parcel, it's still considered Torah Rishos. After that, it's not. So in the Mishnah, we saw two types of abbreviated Shemayna Esrays. We saw the Me'ein Yodches, that the Gemara referred to as Tfilas Havineinu, and then we had the Tfilah Ketzara that Rabbi Yeshua said in the Mishnah. We had other Nuschais in the Braisa that somebody's supposed to say if he's in a Matzav of Sakona. Says the Gemara, Ma'ikub ben Havineinu with Tfilah Ketzara. What's the difference between Havineinu and Tfilah Ketzara? At the end of the day, they're both abridged versions of Shemayna Esrei on some level, or they're both Tfilas Ketzaras. So what is the difference? That Tosfos says right away, Tema. You're not sure what the difference is? Second Tosfos is on the Amid. Completely different. Havineinu, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you say every day. Tefillah Ketzara is something you could only say if you're in a matzav of Sakana. Says Tosfos, I know that. I'm not questioning what the difference is. I understand they each have their own areas in halacha where they're applicable. But as it relates to someone that said Havineinu versus someone that said the Tefillah Ketzara, are there any differences? The Gemara says, yeah, Havineinu, Bailet Suli Shalish Gemaisa. When you say Havineinu, see, even though there was Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, what the middle of Shemayna Esrei looks like, but everybody agreed that before and after, you have the regular three brachas that you have by every Shemayna Esrei, and again, after the same thing. Additionally, when you get home, you don't have to daven again. So if you said tefillah Havineinu, it's considered Shemayna Esrei. Tefillah Ketzara, meaning that nusach, Hosha Hashem, that's not something that you just add to the middle of Shemayna Esrei, but that is the entire tefillah. Meaning there's no three brachas before, there are no three brachas after. Additionally, you're going to have to daven again. It's the same, it's six of one, half a dozen of another, right? It's being that it doesn't have the sholosh before and the sholosh after means it's not a Shemayna Esrei, right? So it's something you could do on an interim basis, does haste gedaven, but only until you get home and you have an opportunity to daven properly. The Hilchos of the Gemara says, Havineinu Mu'umad, another nafgamida between Havineinu and Tefillah Ketzara is Havineinu, you have to stand like you daven Shemayna Esrei. Tefillah Ketzara, another chiddush, Bei Mu'umad, Bei Mahalich, Ayur Roichev, Ala Chamar. So the Mishnah said, if somebody was on a Chamar and it came time to daven, so what should he do? Yered V'yispal, he should step off the chamar, and he should have. Let's say he can't get off the chamar. Yachzer Espanov, you should at least try to face Mizrach. Then Einu Yogel Lahachzer Espanov, Yechavin Eslibay, Keneged Beis Kotche Akadashim. At the very least, you should be Mechavin your heart in the right direction. So the Gemara now is going to talk a little about the idea of Mizrach. Tanur Rabbanu, Anayirich, Valachamar, Vigiz Matvilo. Somebody was riding on a donkey, and it came time to daven. Me, Eshel Mishnech, Eshel Chamar, if he has somebody to watch his donkey while he davens, Yeru the Matav Yispal. So, daven like a mensch. V'im lav, if he has nobody to watch his donkey, Yeshe Bim Kami V'yispal. Then he should sit on the chamar, and that's the way he should daven. Rebbe Yomi, Rebbe says, Benkachu Benkach, Yeshe Bim Kami V'yispal. If he has someone to watch his donkey, doesn't have someone to watch his donkey, he should sit on the donkey. Why? What's the point? Lefisha in daitem yushev esolav. At the end of the day, this is your donkey, the equivalent of your car. You're going to be worried, maybe somebody's going to take it. You're not going to have kavana. So Rebbe said, I would rather you just sit on the chamar, sit, not face Mizrach properly, but at the end of the day, you'll have kavana. Tefillah is avodas shebelev, and kavana is more important than all the other halachas and hilchos tefillah. So Rebbe said, just sit on the chamar better, because I think that way, at least you'll have kavana. Amar Rav, v'tem Rav Shulman Levi, halacha k'rebi, the halacha is, you stay in the chamar. Tanu Rabban on sumo, mishani yochel chavanas aruchos, someone that's blind, so he doesn't know which way is the right way to daven. Umishani yochel chavanas, or it's just someone who doesn't have a compass. Yichavin liboy k'neged ovim shabashamayim. So if you can't face in the right direction, the next best thing is you should have kavana in your heart that you're davening kineged aviv shabbat shemayim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'hispalalu el Hashem, you should daven towards Hashem. If somebody was a chutz l'aretz, kineged Eretz Yisrael, he should be mechaven towards Eretz Yisrael. Now Tosfos says that from here until the end of the braisa, you take the words es liboy out. And this is very important, because es liboy sounds like you can stand in any direction you want to stand in, as long as your lev is focused on the right direction. But Tosfos says that's a mistake, because really, you can't just l'katchilo face any direction you want to face and make sure your lev is in the right place. You have to physically face the right place. So this braisa, which is introducing the basic halacha of what we know as facing Mizrach when we daven, has nothing to do with life. Your whole body has to be facing in the right direction. So Tosfos says, the gears is, Hoya oy made bechutz laretz, yichavin kineged Eretz Yisrael. Not yichavin asleep, boy. But your whole body should be facing Eretz Yisrael. Shenem v'spalu, eilechad erachatz, Hoya oy made Eretz Yisrael, yichavin, again, skip the words, asleep, boy, kineged Yerushalayim. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you face Yerushalayim. Shenem v'spalu al Hashem, derech ha'ir Hashem achartos. So you see the idea of facing Hashem. You see the idea of facing Eretz Yisrael. Here it's Derech Ha'ir Asher Bacharta. There's a special kiyum in when you face Yerushalayim. Hoya Yerushalayim. What if you're in Yerushalayim? Yichavin Eslibi Kinek Beis Hamikdash. And Ema Vespalu Ala Bayis Hazeh. Hoya Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash. Yichavin Eslibi Kinek Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're in the Beis Hamikdash, you're davening. You should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And Ema Vespalu Ala Mokam Hazeh. Hoya Yerushalayim Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. What if you were standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you want to daven Yichavin Eslibi or Yichavin Kineged HaKapoyres, you should have in mind the Kapoyres. That's the Oren. Hoya Yerushalayim Achayir Beis HaKapoyres. Yire Atzmoy Ki Ilu Lefnei HaKapoyres. If you were behind the Kapoyres, there was a little room behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if you're in that area, you should act as if you were in front of the Kapoyres, and that's how you should daven. Nimtza, says the Gemara. Oymei b'mizrach, if you're standing to the east of the Beis HaMikdash, machzapon of l'mayrv, you face west, towards the Beis HaMikdash. B'mayrv, if you're standing to the west, machzapon of l'mizrach. B'dorim, machzapon of l'tzofim. B'tzofim, machzapon of l'dor. Nimtzu, kol Yisrael, mechavim l'slim, mokim echad. Comes out that all the Yidden are going to be facing in the same direction. Omar, Rav, Ovim, Itema, Rav Avino, my Kora, how do you really know this idea that everyone, they daven, are supposed to be facing the Beis HaMikdash? Because the Pasuk says, k'migdal David tzavorech, Bonui lisalpiois, and we learn from Mir Migdal David, of course, referring to the Makam HaMikdash. Tail shekol piois poinois boy. This is a tail. This is a mountain where all mouths face. Meaning, there's an idea that when we daven, a certain inyan of achdos that we're all facing the same direction, a connection between our tefillos and the Makam HaMikdash. So, regardless of where you're davening, you're supposed to connect yourself somehow to the Beis HaMikdash. How do you connect yourself to the Beis HaMikdash? By facing the direction of the Beis HaMikdash. So we face Mizrach, but that's only because we're Mayriv. Really, it's all relative to where you are, related to the Makam HaMikdash. That's the direction that you're supposed to have in mind when you daven. We'll get back to this later. Avu Adishmul, the Levi, says the Gemara, Avu Adishmul and Levi, ki have a boy, l'mefek l'urcho, when they had to travel, have a mekadmi u'matzli. So they would daven early. V'chavi motiz man kriyashma, when this man kriyashma came, Koru, then they would say Kriyashma. So Pashup Shat, even though there seems to be a little bit of a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, had to learn this Gemara, but we'll go with the Pashup Shat. Avu Shmuel and Levi had to travel somewhere. And because they had to travel, when it was going to come Neitzachama, they were going to be traveling, it was going to be hard for them to daven Shemayin Esrei. So what they decided to do was, rather than wait until after Neitzachama to daven Shemayin Esrei, let them better daven Shemayin Esrei before Neitz, albeit after Alois HaShachar. And really, to fully appreciate this Gemara and these next 10 lines, is you have to be familiar with a Mishnah Masechtas Megillah Daf Chaf that we've mentioned in the past. And that is, any time there's a mitzvah to do something during the day, the Katchila, you're supposed to do it after Neitzachama. B'dieved, you could do it after Alois HaShachar. Before Alois HaShachar, it's night. Once it's Alois HaShachar, then it's Yoim, albeit in Halacha B'dieved. The Katchila Yoim is always after Neitzachama. So Avu Shmuel and Levi were doing something b'di'evet. They were davening after Alois HaShachar, before Neitzachama. So why would they do something b'di'evet? It's because they were going to be traveling. I mean that they were going to be traveling, it was going to be hard for them to daven Shemayin Esrei. You see, if someone's traveling b'makom sakana, so there's halachas of what you're supposed to do, you daven a shortened tefillah. So they felt, let them daven a proper Shemayin Esrei. But they didn't want to daven Kriyashma then. Why say Kriyashma? Might as well say Kriyashma later. When you're traveling, you can say Kriyashma. Shemayin Esrei is the issue. Then you have to stand in one place and face in one direction. But for Kriyashma, it wasn't going to be an issue. So what they decided to do was, is daven Shemayin Esrei, right? Then they'll travel. When it comes to the Katchila's man to say Kriyashma, but yeah, but they couldn't say Kriyashma now also. But when it comes to the Katchila's man to say Kriyashma, then they'll say Kriyashma. Now, what's b'di'evet about? There's two things. First of all, they're davening Shemayin Esrei a little too early. And number two, they're davening Shemayin Esrei before they're saying Kriyashma, which is an issue because they're not being soymech geula l'tfeila. But again, this was something that they only did if they felt that they had no choice. Says the Gemara, Kiman, who is this like? Is there precedence for this? I mean, Avu, the Shmuel, and Levi were great amoyroim, but is there precedence for this? And the Gemara says, yeah, it actually traces itself back already to a braisa. The Tanya learned to the braisa. Hishkim latzis l'derech. If somebody has to leave early in the morning, Levi'in loy shoyfer v'takeh, and it's Rosh Hashanah. And when he travels, he's not going to have a shoyfer anymore. So he can blow shofar early in the morning. What does it mean, early? After Alois HaShachar, before Neitzachama, during this early b'di'evet period where it's day, but not on the l'katchila level, it's okay. You can hear shofar then. Lulav v'menane, you can take the lulav then also. Megillah v'kareba, you can also read the Megillah. Kshegi is my Kriyashma. And when it comes to my Kriyashma, you'll say Kriyashma later. Hishkim leisha b'kare nebesvino. What if somebody got up early and he's going to be traveling, he's going to be sitting on a wagon, on a boat? Mispal, you can have it early. Again, after Alois HaShachar, before Neitzachama. Kshegi is my Kriyashma, kare. And when it comes to my Kriyashma, then you'll say Kriyashma. You see, clearly, this idea, you can daven number one, after Allah is before Netzach HaMelech Katchila, if you find yourself in this situation. Also, Tadish Manesre, before Kriyashma, even though you're not going to be Soy Mechulu with Philip. Shimon Elazar, Abraham, Shimon Elazar says no. Benkachu, Benkach, Kori, Kriyashma, Mispal. If somebody's going to be traveling, but it'll be on a wagon, it'll be on a boat, so there's no reason to Tadish Manesre now. Even though, what do you mean? I want to daven standing. I'm not going to be able to stand there. I'm going to have to pull over to the side of the road. There's nowhere to pull over if you're on a boat, maybe. But the point is, there's an idea of me davening now mu'umud. Shimon Elazar says, I don't care. I'm not comfortable with you davening first Shemayin Esrei and then saying Kriyashma. So that benkachu benkach, the right way to do this is to be koyre Kriyashma and afterwards be mispao. Kedesha yisma gulu l'tfila, says the Gemara b'maiko miflagi. What is the machloikis between the Tana Kamer of Shimon Elazar and this price? The Gemara says very simple. Mar sovah tfilim uda adav. Umar sovah mis gulu l'tfila. The question is, what's better? You're going to have to give up on one of two things. Either you're going to have to daven Shemayin Esrei sitting, but you'll be able to be Sayyid Gulu Tfilah. Or you'll Dawish Mayan Asri standing, but you won't be Sayyid Gulu Tfilah. That's the machloikis. The Tanakhama holds that it's better to Dawish Mayan Asri standing. Rav Shimon Elazar held it's better to be Sayyid Gulu Tfilah. Says the Gemara. Me inyan le inyan, but oisay inyan. Meremer mazutra, have a mechanfi beyasara, beshabato de rigla. So the Shabbos before the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot was known as the Shabbat of the Rigla, where everybody would get together and there would be shiurim. So first thing in the morning, the Rabbonim, the Shivas, they would be giving shiurim. Merema was a Rosh Hashiva, and Marzutra was a Rosh Hashiva. Not in the same place, says Rashi. Merema be'iroi, u'marzitroi be'iroi. It sounds like they did this together, says Rashi. Clarify, they didn't do it together, but they both had the same custom. Meaning, what happened was, if they were going to give shir in the morning, so they were going to be giving shir at the time that the oilam would be saying Kriyashma, and they would be davening Shemayin Esrei. During the lekatchila zmanim for Kriyashma and Shemayin Esrei, they were going to be darshaning. So the question is, what are they supposed to daven? So what they did was, is they would make a minyan in their house, they would gather together 10 people, umatzli, even though it was technically before a Netzach Hama, the Hada Nafki, the Pirkin, then afterwards they would go out to give the shir. Ravashi, Matzli, Bahadi Tzibur, Yoch. Ravashi had a different minute. When it came time, when he would give his shir, say he would daven together with the Tzibur, Biyachid, Miyushiv. So Rashi goes into great detail to explain exactly what Ravashi did. So he says that Ravashi didn't want to daven before he gave shir. We'll see soon why. So what he did was, is that during his shir, people would start davening, he would also daven during his shir. So how do you daven while you're giving shir? So Rashi says, because in the olden days, they had a torgaman. So the reshiva wouldn't give shir to everybody. He would give the shir to the nuchzugger. He would tell it to him, and then that person would get up. So he would say a long piece, like a long raid bite. And then the torgaman would get up and give him enough time for him to be able to daven. And like this, he would be able to do his thing. But the Gemara says one chiddush. When he davened Shemayin Esrei, he was sitting. So why was he sitting? Because Rashi says he didn't want to be matriach to oilam. If he would stand up, everybody else would have to stand up. It would get complicated. So he would daven while the oilam was listening to shir, while the torgaman was saying over his long piece, sitting. Then when he would get home, he didn't want to rely on davening sitting. He would daven again, this time standing. Rabbanan told Rav Ashi, why do you have to do this? Why can't you just gather a minyan before? Daven one time, you daven twice. So what do you have to daven twice for? Just make a minyan. He told him, I can't, it's hard for me. I don't know if he couldn't concentrate before the share. I'm not sure what the point is, but he said, it's going to be too hard for me to start gathering a minyan before the share. I need to start giving share. So he said, why do you do what Avudah Shmuel Levi did? Why don't you at least daven Shemayin Esrei before the share, standing? So you don't want to make a minyan, you don't want to turn this into a long davening, but Shemayin Esrei itself, it doesn't have to be that long. Certainly if you're old like Rabbi Yeshua, you can say Me'en Yudches Havinenu. So at least say some Shemayin Esrei, do it standing, and then later you'll say Kriyashma, but the point is you won't have to say Shemayin Esrei twice. By saying Shemayin Esrei sitting and then standing, you're saying it twice, and say it standing first. So he told him, if I'm going to only daven Shemayin Esrei, so I'm not going to be Soymech Gulu Tefillah. I'm going to be davening Shemayin Esrei before Kriyashma. And even though Avu Deshmul did it, and even though Levi did it, and even though we saw in a Braisa, there's a Tanya de Misayele, but he said, I have no Messiah for this. I never saw the Rabbanim that are older than me do it, and this is a brisket teretz. He said, I hear it's a nice pilpul. I don't have a Messiah for this. So being that I don't have a Messiah for this, I'm not comfortable doing this, says the Mishnah Vayit. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Oimer. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, so we return to the topic of Tfilas Musaf. In Tfilas HaMusafin, Elo, Bechever Ir, you only daven Musaf if you're together with a minyan. At first glance, it sounds like you never daven Musaf B'yechidus. The Chachamim say, not necessarily. Bechever Ir, Vishalai Bechever Ir. You could daven B'tzibur, That's always preferred. But if you don't have a minyan, yidamim b'yichidus as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishmoy, he said in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, this is the second time we had Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, kol mokim sheyesham chever ir, yachid pater b'tfilas ha-musafin. If there's a chever ir, a yachid, meaning if there's a minyan, a yachid shouldn't daven musaf. Now at first glance, it sounds a little like Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah is the same opinion as Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Again, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah said, you don't have a Musaf unless you're with a minion. The Chachamim said, no, you have a Musaf be Yechidus also. If you don't have a minion, of course you have a Yechidus. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, kol mokim sheyesham chever ir, yachid potem mitfilas ha-musafim. So he's saying something, but he's for sure also saying that a yachid is potter from Musaf. So afraid the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, hainu Tana Kama. Isn't Rabbi Yehuda the same sheet as the Tana Kama? So the Gemara says, no. It could be now yachid shaloi becheverir. What if you have a yachid and there's no tzibur davening Musaf? Tana Kama sovar. The Tana Kama holds potter. Again, the Tana Kama was Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. He said, ain't tfilas amusafin elo becheverir, which means a yachid doesn't daven Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda sovar chayev. Rabbi Yehuda holds a yachid is chayev. When did Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah that a yachid doesn't have to daven musaf? Again, Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmoy kol makom sheyesham chever ir yachid potem mitfilas ha-musaf. If there's a minion davening musaf anyways, then the yachid doesn't have to daven musaf. The yachid is somehow yoitza with the minion, wherever it is. You could be yoitza with the minion. As long as in the city there's a minion of people davening musaf, the yachid doesn't have to daven musaf. But if there's no minion, then he would have to. That's the nafkamina between the Tanakh and Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Tanakh, a yachid never ever davens musaf. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, a yachid would daven musaf in the event that there's no tzibur davening musaf. Amar Rav Huna bar Chinina, Amar Rav Chia bar Rav, halachik Rabbi Yehuda shama mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that a yachid sometimes has to daven, sometimes doesn't have. What does it depend on? If there's a minyan of people davening. Amar Rav Chia bar Abin, Shaper Karmat, Rav Chia bar Abin told Rav Chia bar Rav that you're right. Now I know you're right because I know Shmuel also held that way. Amar Shmuel, miyom ma'idloy matzlidot slusid musafim biyachid. I never daven musaf biyachid bin Harda levar me'ahu yoyimet. There was one time he said I never had a daven musaf biyachidus in Harda because even if I missed a minyan, but in Harda there were always minyanim. So there was a minyan in the chevera ear, so there was no reason for me to daven musaf. But there was one day, the asu pumas of the malka l'masa, where the army entered Nehardo, that shridu rabbanon, and because of that, there were no minyanim that day. V'loy tzalu, is v'tzalu li b'yachid. So I had no choice but to daven b'yachidus. Why? Because v'avoy yachid shloy b'chever ir. Because a yachid that is in a city where there's no minyan daveni musaf, he's obligated to daven musaf. The point is, you see, Shmuel held like Rabbi Yehud in the name of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Chanina kara kamei de Rabbi Yanai. Yosef Rabbi Chanina kara kamei de Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Chanina kara, Rabbi Chanina, who was a baki in Mikra, was once sitting in front of Rabbi Yane. V'yosef v'kamer, he said as follows, halacha k'Rab Yehuda, sh'amam yishom Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, and this is something that Rabbi Chia bar Rav said, and this is also something that Shmuel said. So that's all Rab Chanina Karo was saying. So he told this to Rav Yanai, and Rav Yanai heard it, he was disturbed. Meaning, even though the Gedolei Amiram held this way, but he told him, Puk Karo Karech Lebra, go teach your Torah outside of Beis Medrash. I don't want to hear such rulings over here. Why? The Ein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Shalom Mishum Rav Lazar, because really the Halacha is not like him. I'm Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, Ani Ro Yisiyas Rabbi Yanai, I once saw Rabbi Yanai, the Tzali, the Hodar Tzali. I saw Rabbi Yanai daven twice. What was he trying to say? I think the reason he was davening twice was because he was davening Shachris and then he was davening Musaf. Why would Rabbi Yanai have been davening twice? Again, presumably Shachris and Musaf. Now, it was Bi'achidus. And Rabbi Yanai lived in a city where there were minyanim for Musaf. And still you see that he davened Musaf Bi'achidus must be, says Rashi, Shema Mino Lesley to Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. That's what Rabbi Yechon was trying to say. That this is a raya, the halacha is not like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zeira, V'dilma mei karo lo kivin daite, l'bosayv kivin daite. So Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zeira, how do you know that Rabbi Yechonon observed properly? I mean, Rabbi Yechonon saw Rabbi Yanai davened twice. He assumed for sure the second tefillah was Musaf. Why would he daven twice? Shachar is a Musaf. Oh, so you see that there's an inyan of davening Musaf even biyichidus, which is the discussion of our Mishnah. There's a concept of davening Musaf biyichidus. So Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Zeira, maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't understand. Maybe Rabbi Yanai was really davening Shachris twice. Now, why would you daven a second time? Because he didn't have proper kavanah the first time. Amaleis, Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Yirmiyah, you know, if a man on the street would come and he would report, I saw somebody davening Shmoneh Esrei twice. Okay, maybe he didn't observe properly. But who are you talking about? Chaziman gavre rabbi de kamasadola. You're talking about Rabbi Yochanan. You think Rabbi Yochanan didn't get it right? If Rabbi Yochanan said it was Shachris and Musaf,
It was Shachris and Musaf. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Avagav the Havlu Tfleisa Be Knishta Betveria. Even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, Lehavi Matzlu Elo Beni Amudi, they used to daven by the Shtender. Hechad Avigarsi, Itmar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Dimi, Mishum Rabbeinu Omar, Halachak Rav Yehuda Shom, Mishum Lazmar. Like, by the way, what does that have to do with our Sogir, Rav Ami and Rav Asi? Because they used to always daven by Yechidos. Beni Amudi, even Musaf, even though they lived in a city where there was Tfilah B'Tzibur. So you see, they didn't hold like that distinction that you can't daven Musaf B'Yechidus if you're in a city where there's a Chevra Ir of people that are davening. Says the Gemara. Rabchia bar Abba Tzoli v'Hadat Tzoli. Rabchia bar Abba davened and then he davened again. Amalei Rab Zeiru, my time Abba Marhochi. Why are you davening twice? Ilei Mishum Loi Kivim Mar Daite. Is it because maybe you didn't have proper kavana? V'Amar Rabba Lazar. Some say Rabbi Eliezer. Lo Elam Yomad Adam Es Atzmoi. Em Yochel Lechaben Es Liba Yispal. V'Olav Ayispal. A person before he davens, he should make sure that he has the ability to have kavana. And if he can't have kavana before he davens, he shouldn't daven. So yeah, I don't understand. You davening twice? That means you violated what Rabbi Lazar said. Because that means the first time you didn't have the ability to have kavana, and you daven anyways. He told him, Ella, maybe the reason is to lay itka madrash yarch. Oh, it's Rosh Chodesh today. You forgot to say yalla v'yavoy. That's why you're davening a second Shmoyna Esrei. But Tanya, but you told him you shouldn't, because we learned in the Braisa, Tovali hiskesh Rosh Chodesh b'harvis. If somebody misses yalla v'yavoy by Meirav imachzir noisoy, don't daven Shmoyna Esrei again. Because you could say it by Shachris. Meaning, as long as you'll say Yalav Yavai sometime during the course of Rish Chaydesh, b'dyeved, that's okay. B'shachris, what if you forgot to say Yalav Yavai by Shachris? In Machzir and Oisle, Mipnei Sheyachal La'Oimra B'Musafen. Because you can always say it by Musaf. This is not Halacha L'Maisa. B'Musafen, in Machzir and Oisle, Mipnei Sheyachal La'Oimra B'Mincha. The point is, he told him, so why did you damage my Nesra again? Because you missed the Yalav Yavai. You'll make it up by the next Vila. Amales, he told him, that halach is only true if you're in a tzibur where the shliach tzibur is going to be moitzi the oilam with the second Shmoyna Esrei, right? So over there, you could be yoitza, so it's for that reason you don't daven again. And even though the Braisa said that the reason you don't say it over again is with Nesha Yachal Oimra by the next tefillah, it's a combination of two things. Number one, you yourself could say it by the next tefillah, and even this tefillah, you have it a little bit. Why? Because he could be yoitza with what the Shleach Tzibur said. So he told him, this is not a good reason to say Shmoyna Esrei. He asked, why are you daven Shmoyna Esrei again? It's because you didn't have the proper kavana. That's not good, because then you shouldn't have davened the first time. And if it's because you forgot to say Yalav V'Yavai, don't you know the halachas? So he told him back, no, it's because I did say Yalav V'Yavai, and I was davening B'Yachidis, and as a result, I had a daven Shmoyna Esrei again. Kama Yishev Ben Tefillah L'Tefillah. How long does a person have to wait between tefillahs? So we're talking about davening a tefillah and then davening another tefillah. So there's a certain amount of time that you need to wait in between tefillos. So the Gemara says, Rav Hun of Rav Chizda, Chadama once said, Kadesha teschoinein daita olav. Enough time that you can get into it again. And that your second Shmoyna Esrei will be said, beloshoin techino. The Chadama once said, Kadesha teschoinein daita olav. That enough time so that the second Shmoyna Esrei will be beloshoin vayichal. Now, techino is a loshoin of tefillah, like the Gemara is going to say, Veschanin al Hashem. Vayichal is also Lashon Tefillah. Vayichal Moshe. Rashi says they really mean the same thing. Each one said his own nusach. But they were essentially saying the same thing. You wonder how much time you have to wait until you daven? If you can get into it again, and you can knock a Shmoyna Esrei the way you're supposed to, and you're going to say, Balashon Tchino, not Keva, like Rabbi Eliezer said in the previous Mishnah, if you can say Shmoyna Esrei properly, then you can daven a Shmoyna Esrei. It's the amount of time that you need to get back into it again. Says the Gemara, why the different nusach? So they were each focusing on a different pasuk. On the topic of forgetting to say Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh. Tovli Hiskush on Rosh Chodesh Arvis. If somebody made a mistake and he didn't say Yalav Yavai by Meiriv, in Machzir Noisai. And this is Halacha L'Maisa. Why? Lefishe in Bezim Mekadosh Nes HaChodesh Halav Yavai. Because Bezim was never Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. In the olden days, Rosh Chodesh wasn't determined based on a calendar, but rather it was determined based on Edom coming, testifying in Bezdin that they saw the Moilad. So being that it was based on Bezdin, and Bezin didn't convene at night, so they were never Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. Being that they were never Mekadosh the Chodesh at night, so you don't say Yalav Yavai, which is related to Rosh Chodesh, at night. Amar Amemar, Amemar said, Nestabra Milsa the Rav, B'Chodesh Mali. It makes sense that Rav's halacha should be true if the previous month was a Chodesh Mali, which means it's one day Rosh Chodesh. Aval B'Chodesh, if there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So you'll be able to make it up, even though you missed it this Meiriv, I'll get it by the next Meirev. Let's say you only have one Meirev Shmeina Esrei. So if this is the only Meirev Shmeina Esrei, you have to get it right. You can't make it up the next day Rosh Chodesh. Let's look at what the reason was. Rav Taima Kamar. Rav didn't just say halacha. He explained the halacha. What was the halacha? If he ain bez in the kach and as a chodesh ala bayoy. If that's the case, mali chaser, mali mole. It makes no difference. Ala loishna, hadron halach, tefilas hashachar, exhale. So just two ha'aris related to this daf. So again, another loaded daf. So we'll speak out two ha'aris. One related to Mizrach, which was one of the themes of the daf, and the other one related to Musaf, which is another one of the themes of the daf. So the Gemara brought the Braisa, which is the source that when we daven Shmoneh Esrei, we're supposed to face in a specific direction. The Braisa said, Sumo, umisheni yochel chamanas aruchos, if you have somebody that doesn't know the right direction that you're supposed to face during Shmoneh Esrei, so yechaven libay keneged ovesh shabbat shemayim. So what's the next best thing? The next best thing is that at the very least, have in mind that you're facing the right direction. Make believe you're standing by the koisel and you're davening. What happens if you could be mechav in the right direction? What is the right direction? So a long price. Oymed b'chutz la'aretz, you should face Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should face Yerushalayim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you should face the Beis HaMikdash. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you should face the Kapoiris. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Hagois right here, asks that what exactly are we talking about, or who exactly are we referring to when the Braisa says if somebody was oymed in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he should make sure that when he davened Shmoneh Esrei, he should face the Kapoiris. You're davening Shmoneh Esrei in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The only person that ever entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Kohen Gadol. And even the Kohen Gadol only entered one day a year, B'zois Yavai Aharon Al HaKodesh, who was only on Yom Kippur. And when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, every single step he took was choreographed. He had a follow a blueprint to the T. That's the way the Kohen Gadol maneuvered around the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He couldn't say, oops, it's time to daven. Let me go Shtelzach HaShmoneh Esrei now in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Avadin, it's the Freita Yaivitz. Freita of Yaakov Emden. What's Pshat? Who's davening? Who's davening in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Says the Raiva to Terutzim. His first teretz is, and it's doichik, is that the Mishnah says in Masechtes Yuma, Daf Nun Beis Amid Beis, that when the Kohen Gadol would exit the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would exit the same way that he entered. And then he would say a tefillah kitzara in the Beis HaChitzayin. It was a tefillah kitzara on purpose. That's the theme of these dafen. It wasn't a long tefillah. Because the Yidden would get scared. Maybe he's not going to make it out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shloi Lahav says Yisrael, a sensitivity. I mean, he has an opportunity to say a tefillah if there ever is one. But at the same time, you have to be sensitive. But Adam Lechaver. So Shloi Lahav says Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol wouldn't be Meirich in his tefillah. He would say a short tefillah. And then the Gemara says, my Matzli, so it's Gemara Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, Rava Baravada, Veravim Baravada, Travayu Mishmei the Rav, Amri. Again, Rav. Rav is always talking about tefillah. Yehi Ratzim Bilfanecha Hashem Aleikenu, Shetehe Shono Zug, Shuma Ushchuna, and then he'd be Messiah Lo Yaadi Ovid Shulta Mid Beis Yehuda Vlayu Amach Yisrael Tzrich Lafarnezem Yizeh Vloitikonis Lefanecha Tfilos Oivrei Drachen. Either way, this was the tefillah that the Kohen Gadol said when he exited the Kodesh HaKadosh. Now, where did he say it? The Mishnah said he said it in the Beis Achitzoin. Says Rashi Behechol. He said in the Heichel, not the Kodesh HaKadosh. It says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, maybe that's what this Braisa means. Meaning, it doesn't mean that the Kohen Gadol physically davened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's referring to this tefillah that he said in the Beis HaChitzoy, meaning it's referring to this tefillah that he said in the Heichal. Now, obviously it's dachuk, because the Braisa says Kodesh HaKadoshim. But what would come out from this is a little bit of a chiddush, because this is not Shmoneh Esrei. When do you have to stand Mizrach? Meaning, when do you have to face the right direction when you daven? L'chura, it's when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei. If this is the tefillah that it's referring to, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden suggests, that means it's not even talking about Shmoneh Esrei. And it would sound like if that's the case, there's some maila, there's something good about davening Shmoneh Esrei and facing, I mean, davening any tefillah and facing the right direction. It's interesting that Rabbi David Yoel Weiss in his Megadim Chadashim says that even though we don't have any mefurish source theoretically, that the Kohen Gadol, when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, would daven. But he says, if you ma'ayin, there are remazim to it in different places. And I'll just mention two. One is a balaturim in Parshas Mishpatim. The pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim to get the luchos, v'nigash Moshe levadei el Hashem,
Vehem lo yigashu, v'ha'am lo yalu ilmai. So Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemai. V'nigash Moshe levadai el Hashem. Says the Baal HaTur. V'nigash gimel. There's three places in Tanakh where you have the word v'nigash. Hacha. V'nigash Moshe levadai el Hashem. Moshe by himself ascended Har Sinai. V'idach v'nigash ha'koyein. The koyein would go by himself. Now that koyein is referring to the Meshuach Muhammad when they went to fight a war. The pasuk says v'nigash ha'koyein, v'nigash chayrish b'koytzer. A pasuk in Amos Periktes says the Baal HaTurim k'moyshe nigash Moshe levadai. Just like v'nigash Moshe, the pasuk says it was levadoi. V'heim lo yigashu v'am lo yalu imoy. Nobody was with him. Moshe Rabbeinu went by himself. Kach ha'koyein. V'nigash ha'koyein. There's also an idea of levadoi. He was nichnas levadoi lefnai v'lefnim. He would go levadoi lefnai v'lefnim. Why? Lehispalol shom al hashono shadehe ketiguna. He would go levadoi to daven that the year should be ketiguna. And in parentheses, yum adav nun gimel amid beis. What does he mean? He means this tefillah of the Kohen Gadol. The problem is it wasn't in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was in the Beis HaChitzon. Rashi in the Rambam in Yad Chazaka also says it means the Heichal. So we're talking about the Heichal. We're not talking about the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But you have a Baal HaTurim where the Baal HaTurim says K'moshe nigash Moshe levadoi kach ha-koyen nichnas levadoi v'lefnai v'lefnim l'hispal l'osham al ha-shana k'shei t'kun. And it's even more than that because it sounds like he went l'hispal. He didn't go l'hispal. Why did he go? He went to be mak to the K'tayres and then he went to get back the kaf and the this. But he went for. But the Hispalo, it sounds like from the language of the Baal HaTurim, as if that was the primary purpose. You want to know why he went? He went the Hispalo. That's one Maramakim. The other Maramakim that Rav David Yoyo Weiss brings is the Targum Yoynesen. Is it really the Targum Yoynesen? Well, it's the Targum Yoynesen or not, but we have it on the side of Avraham Kreis Gedolus Chumashim as the Targum Yoynesen in Parshas Maaseh. So the context over there is somebody kills B'shoigig. Ritzech B'shoigig. Has to go to Golos. How long does he have to be in Golos? So the pasuk says, "V'yashav ba ad moysa koyin agadol asher moshach oisay b'shemen hakodesh." He has to remain there until the Kohen Gadol dies. So the Gemara asks him, "Masach des makas, what the Kohen Gadol do? What does it do with the Kohen Gadol? Why are you starting to somehow make the fate of this Reitzeach B'shoigig dependent on the Kohen Gadol?" Not just that, the Gemara says that the mother, the Kohen Gadol, used to go and give this person tea. She was afraid that he would daven that the Kohen Gadol would die. What the Kohen Gadol do? Why is he achroy? So Chazal say, because he had an opportunity to daven to make sure that something like this would never happen. And the fact that he didn't daven, it makes him somewhat culpable for the Aver. So the Ritzicha B'shoigig somehow ends up at the doorstep of the Kohen Gadol. On some level, he's complicit in the Avera. And it's for that reason, he's somehow guilty. That's why when he dies, somehow the Ritzicha B'shoigig leaves. Targum Yoynesen brings this Gemara, but he says it in his own language, in Aramaic. Umitoil. The reason the Kohen Gadol is responsible is the Lotzali B'yoyba de Kippuri. It's because he didn't daven on Yom Kippur. B'koidesh Kudshaya. When he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Al Plasa Veira Kashion, G'lo Yitaklon Amach Yisro, B'pulchanon Uchra, U'begilu Iryosa, U'beshtios Adam Zakoya, V'habe B'yodei Levato Lusoy B'tzloise, V'lotzali Metol Kein Iskines Limtzos B'shato Hahi. Unbelievable. Says the Targum Yoynesen, because it was a taina on the Kohen Gadol, like the Gemara says, he didn't daven. When should he have daven? Every Shemayna Esrei, Mincha, El Yolei Nen, El Betfilas HaMincha, Fasika? No. It's referring to the opportunity that he had when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He could have davened. He didn't daven in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the tfiyah, and that's why the pasuk says, V'yosha ba ad moysa Kohen Gadol. Either way, there's a concept, apparently, of tfiyah, of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And not only is there an idea of tfiyah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, see how powerful that tfiyah was. You see the potency of that tefillah. That's the tefillah that could have prevented the Ritzicha B'shoigig. The Baal HaTurim's lashon is that K'moshe nigash Moshe levadi kach ha-koyin nichnas levadi lefnai v'lefnim lihispalol shom. He went lihispalol. You want to know why he went? He went to daven. Daven for the parnos of Klal Yisrael. Shetehe ha-shona ketikuna. But either way, so even though Rabbi Yaakov Emden is struggling to understand what exactly is this tefillah of the Kohen Gadol, it's still a struggle. But at the same time, there is Mekoyres in Chazal, Targum Yoynesen, the Baal HaTurim, to this idea that the Kohen Gadol, when he was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he used to daven. But on the topic of Mizrach, it's worth mentioning one tshuva. And that is a tshuva from the Netziv, in his Shailos HaTshuvos, Meshiv Dover. So the question was asked to the Netziv as follows. It's Chelek Aleph, it's Simen Yud. There was a shul where they wanted to move the Heichal. The Heichal is the Arun Kodesh. They wanted to move the Heichal from Mizrach to Darim.
And they sent a shayla to the Netziv, and they wanted to know if this was something that they could do. Now, what was the reason that they wanted to do it? So apparently, it made sense from a renovation standpoint. They would be able to be marba the safsalim, 400, 700, but they were able to bring in more people who were going to be able to come daven, and it sounds like it just was good business for them to do this. That's the gist of the way the shayla was presented. So they asked the Netziv, is this something we could do, or is this something that we can't do? And then they added to the Netziv a wrinkle. They said that they just built now a church across the street from the shul. And when we daven Mizrach, when we face in the right direction, there's big windows, and we see out the windows, and we're mamish looking at the tzelema. This is something that we could see. It's on the other side of the wall. So they told the Netziv that maybe it's inappropriate to daven facing a direction of a Beis Avodah Zarah. So they told him that maybe because of that, now we could put shades there, but at the same time, you're going to be facing the direction of a Beis Avodah Zarah. That's the direction that the Netzim daven in. So they thought to be mitzarif the fact that they were trying to add benches, and the idea that they're anyways facing the wrong direction. So the question was, could they move Darim Kodesh to Darim? Let's face Darim. So the Netziv wrote a long tshuva. Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me it's all open halacha and Shulchan Aruch, right? Right, what's the question? I mean, it's a mefurish of Gemara. The Gemara says that you're supposed to daven in a specific direction. So the truth is that the Netziv says that although it's mefurish and our Gemara here in Brachas Taflam and Amaral, but there is another sugya. There's a related sugya, Mesechtes Bava Basar Daf Chafei. Over there, the Gemara brings different shitas that maybe you don't have to daven facing the Beis HaMikdash necessarily. Maybe you're always supposed to daven towards Meiriv. Maybe there is an idea of a Reutze Lahachkim Yajr. So he wrote a whole tshuva to first prove that even though, again, learning Daf Yoyvi, Brachas Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, it doesn't sound like much of a Shaila, but at the same time he said that it's not 100% clear, but the bottom line is, of course, this is something that you're supposed to do with Katkilas. It says that it's if two things. He says, number one, there are shuls that I'm aware of where the Heichel is facing Darn, and there are shuls like that, where it's not facing Mizrach, it's facing Darim. And the Oilam, when they shtalzach Shemayna Esrei, they taka face Darim. But he says, that doesn't bother me so much. And the reason it doesn't bother me so much is because one thing came clear from this Gemara, and this is a very good practical takeaway from the Daf, and that is the idea of facing Mizrach is really to be mechaven that you're standing in the Makom HaMikdash. You see the koyach of a tefillah in the Makom HaMikdash. It gives you more chashivas for davening by the koysel. You see what it means, a tefillah by the Makom HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol, his ikar tefillahs would take place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he says, that's for sure, the primary purpose is that you should be facing the Makom HaMikdash. So he says that being that you have shuls where the Heichel is anyways in the direction of Darim, so if the Heichel is in the direction of Darim, people, when they face Darim, they're probably mechaved anyways to the Makom HaMikdash. So in terms of what the real Toyeles is supposed to be, as far as Mizrach, chances are that they're probably accomplishing that. So he says, it doesn't bother me so much. Because over there, it's facing that direction anyways. So being that it's facing that direction, so he says, b'di-evet, it's okay. But he says to go ahead and to change it, like katchila, he says, that for sure not. At the end of the day, it's Aloch of Mizrach. And then he says something interesting. He says, what are you going to do for the people that they spent a lot of money to have seized by the Mizrach Vat? Now you're going to move them to the Durim Vat? He addresses that in the Tshuva. He says, you can't just do that anyways. He says, you have to make sure you work out that piece. A person was about coveting a person. He used to see Mizrach. Now he's sitting Tzvaynus Marovus. So, you know, now all of a sudden, what just happened to my seat? Okay, so you would have to maneuver it. But it's interesting that he was sensitive to it. But the bottom line is that the Tziv is Malamit Tzchus on Shuls, where it's facing Darim. That's one thing there. He was concerned about the Mizrach Vat, which is interesting. But then he says that as it relates to the last thing that you were bothered with, which was what? L'chura, there's a Beis Avodah Zarah on the other side of the wall. So why are you worried about that? Says the Netziv, that's not a problem. And he said, I'll prove to you that it's not a problem. And this is in Yonah D'Yoyim, the Parshias that we're learning right now. He said, because we know the Torah says that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Makas Barad, Vayacha Barad V'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, Is Koil Hashem Asad, Mei Adam Ad Behema, Ves Kol Esav Asad, Hiko HaBarad, Ves Kol Eitz Asad HaShiber, Rak Beretz Goyshen, Asher Shom Bnei Yisrael, Loi Hoya Barad. The pasuk says, "Vayishlach paroi, vayikra l'moshe lahari, vayoyim ra'aleim chotosi apar, Hashem atzadik, vani va'ami orisho, hatiro l'Hashem." He says, "Daven for me." V'rav miyois koilus elikim ubarad, v'ashalcha eschem v'loisoy sifun l'amoy. I'm done. Let the Jews go. I don't want to have to deal with them anymore. I'm wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's right. Please daven for me, Moshe and Aharon, that this should all end. V'yoyim elav Moshe. So Moshe told Paroi, Kitzisi Esoir, Ephraim says, Kapi El Hashem. When I leave the city, I'm going to raise my hands towards Hashem. And you'll see, as soon as I raise my hands and I daven, HaKoyloi Siachadolun, the sounds are going to stop. Va'borlo Yoy, there'll be no more hail. L'manteida, Ki Lashem Ha'aretz. So that you'll see Lashem Ha'aretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu told Paroi, we have a deal. I'm going to daven, I can't daven now. He said, "Ketzesi meno ir." When I leave the city, why do you have to wait until we left the city? Zokte el gerashi betoychayir lo yispalo. He couldn't daven in the city. The vishayisa maler gelulim because it was filled with avodah zara. Freitin etziv in his tshuva in the meishav davar. I don't understand. This is not the first time this happened. Makas borad. We're already at the latter part of the makas. This has been going on by every makah. Pari runs to Moshe. He tells him daven. Moshe says, "No worries. I'll daven for you." And there was a tefillah. Why all of a sudden did he say, Kitzei Siyasoyer? Ephraim says, Kapi Al Hashem. What was the reason? Because it's Avodah Zarah. Okay, there was Avodah Zarah by Makkas Dam Tzvardei Akinamar of Debre Shechin also. So why all of a sudden now by Makkas Barad did it become a problem? Says the Netziv, you know why? Because by all the other Makkas, Moshe was able to go into Shul, into the Beis HaKnesset, like Poski Yeshiva Me Yisroh, when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, and he could have daven. And there's no issue. Who cares that he's surrounded by Avodah Zarah? Who cares that Mitzrayim is Meleah Gedulim? You're in a sanctuary. You're protected by the walls of the Beis Medrash. So what's going on outside Beis Medrash has no bearing on you. You know what the problem was? What did Moshe tell Pari by Makkas Barad? Kitzei Siyasur Efres Kapi Al Hashem. You're going to see when I pick my hands up, there was going to be a nes betoich nes. That as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu stopped, the hail that was in the middle of the year was going to stop. The only way to show that miracle is if Moshe Rabbeinu standing outside. Oh, standing outside, that's a problem. Because it's Malaya Gelulim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kitzei Siv Eino Ir. So send in a tziv, in a tshuva to this kehila, I'll bring you a raya from my Rashi in Chumash. The Rashi said, Kitzei Siv Eino Ir, by Makkas Barad. Why Makkas Barad? The Terence says, Barad was outside. Yeah, that's a problem. But if you're in a Beis HaKnesses, you're in a Beis HaMedrash, it doesn't matter what's on the other side. It doesn't matter what's across the street. That in and of itself is not going to be an issue.